Does, you know, the deal with Dallas and even having King Dunlap replaced right now, is it almost seamless? It looked like it was in the game in that second half.
Well, you know, our guys did a great job of stepping in and coming in and playing with confidence. You know, I don't think we missed a beat. You know, I think everybody was into the game, into the flow, and understood what was at stake. So it was more the reason that they came in and played as well as they did.
You believe that'll be just fine with Arizona as well? You know, like, you know, especially your communication with Dallas?
Well, Dallas has a full week to prepare, and, you know, Arizona poses different, you know, threats on defense, and they do different things. But I think Dallas will do a great job. He did a great job in the walkthrough this morning. I'm pretty sure he'll do a great job in practice today. And, you know, we should just keep it going, man. Guys just got to step up and play.
On Sunday, you emphasized not committing turnovers. How do you get to a point where it doesn't become so much of a mental issue that you actually stress over?
Well, I think we solved that problem at halftime last week. You know, we kind of made up our minds on what type of offense we wanted to be, and not to say that we're not going to turn the ball over again, but the most important thing is we have to limit it and, you know, just, you know, be able to, you know, benefit from everything that we're doing on offense and not move the ball all the way down the field and then turn it over. So, you know, it's just things that we got to work on when we're in the moment.
Brett Celek is now fourth in the league in receiving. Talk about what a big part he played in Sunday's win.
Brent played a major part in Sunday's win. He did all the right things. He caught the ball. He ran good routes. He blocked. He did everything that we know Brent can do. And you know, it's gratifying to our team to know that we have such a great tight end.
How about for Kevin Cobb? Do you think he'll have a chip on his shoulder, or, you know, have some little extra motivation to win this game? Because, you know, like, he was a backup here for a long time, and yeah, in a sense it didn't work out.
Well, I mean, I can't answer the question in terms of how Kevin's going to feel, you know, going into this game. You may have to ask him, but, you know, we all know Kev is a competitor, and I know him as a good friend and a great competitor. And, you know, I know he's going to be amped up and ready to play this game. So, you know, we're going to have to be ready for him.
Have you guys talked this week?
Nah, not yet.
What's your relationship?
Is there a part of you that wonders what your Come career back. Would be if you didn't get hurt?
Can we see you over
here? Down here. Is there a party that wonders what your career would be if he didn't get hurt in that Green Bay game
out there? Well, you know, I try not to live in the past, but, you know, that Green Bay game, I never thought I would be going into that game and playing that day. So, I never knew what my career was going to be like, or where it was going to take off, how it was going to take off, or where it was going to go. And to answer your question, no, I haven't spoken to Kev, but, you know, we'll probably shoot each other a text sometime this week.
When you look at some of the mistakes from last Sunday, do you feel like they were, you know, stuff that was maybe similar stuff from week one, or do you think it was completely different, the kind of errors?
I don't know. You asked me to go back in time, and, you know, you try to forget all the bad things that happened, man. You watch them on film, you let it go. You know, we don't, you know, dwell on the negatives. You know, that's the last thing you want to do, you know, playing in this sport.
What type of challenges did Arizona defense, they just beat a really tough
last week? Arizona defense is good. You know, they pose a lot of different challenges. They have a great scheme, and they do some different things that, you know, can create penetration on the offensive line, and you know, they have a great group of guys over there on the defensive side of the ball. So we just got to make sure we take care of that, and hopefully everything else will take care of itself.
Mike, your numbers against the blitz were much better this week than they were in the first week. Was there something different that happened, something you did differently?
Well, you know, just a lot of film study in regards to, you know, what the opposition may do. It's important to be good in the blitz game, and you can really hurt defenses when they blitz. And you just got to know where they're coming from, and if you can identify and know, then you got a great chance of having success.
Mike, last one.